Good morning, rise and shine on this Friday. We are about to get into business. What's important to write about your business? And we're going to start it off by, if you're a business owner, all business owners, all entrepreneurs need to have receipt books. When you have your receipt books, therefore you'll know that when tax season come, you'll be set, ready to go. You'll be definitely prepared for the season. So this is for all my business owners, entrepreneurs that have business books, business receipt books. So you can write and calculate all your resources, what you don't spend, what's going in and what's going out, and certain situations that you got to stop and pause, and you have to look and see where your money is going. So you want to take control of your money, because money is power. So whatever, how you putting money in people's hand, you giving them the power to allow them to do what they got to do. So it's like drinking water in a way, but also it's like you got to know who you giving your money to. Do they deserve that money? Do they hold value? Do they check on you, or do they call you, or do they do those things? So you got to really be on point with your, we call this the money monopoly. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a monopoly board, you got to go around that board. You got to make sure that man walk on the right box. So when he lands on that box, that's the hit you want. So I say that to say, take care of the investment. Make sure whatever investment you have, it makes you money. Like, for this year's birthday, I'm going to tell my people, my clients, and my friends, my family, I don't want nothing for my birthday. Just buy me some stocks. I want something I can invest in. I don't want no gift, no clothes, no shoes. I don't want none of that. Just buy something. Buy me some stocks. Buy me some mutual funds. Buy me, put some money in my IRA account. That's what I want. I'm on that type of level. I don't want no material stuff, because that material stuff comes and go. I want investments. I want some Starbucks stock. You know what I'm saying? Put some more money in my Nike stock. Put some more money in my Polo stock, so I can make the percentage of what they having in they share, so I can come successful. You know, so that's the podcast we are on as well. Monopolize, monetize your money, prioritize your money, have receipts. You know what I mean? Dress professional, look professional. And for the most part, put God first in every step of the way. When you wake up in the morning, if it's a short prayer, if it's a long prayer, as long as you're putting God first, and when you're heading out that door, you know what I'm saying, it's going to get you to some places where you need to be. So Jehovah God first in every situation. Calculate. Sometimes you got to even calculate your prayers. Calculate your prayers, calculate your money, calculate what you're doing. If it's small, big, or large increments. If it's big win increments, if it's small win increments, knowing you don't achieve that success, you know what I'm saying? So, and on this Friday, it's gonna turn into a great day, a great, terrific day. Meaning, even though it's gonna be a raining day, still gonna make it a successful day. Uh, there's more I want to add on my podcast show. Yeah, I'm trying to make it up to 100 shows on here. So, and I've been doing this thing by myself. But like I said, when I pass 100 shows audio, it's going to be future guests on the show, future guest appearance. And so, like I said, y'all getting all the freestyle. All this is coming from the dome, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no, I'm writing in the book, which I do need to be writing stuff in the book, how to start the podcast off and how to land it and how to end it. So, I'm just giving y'all, I'm doing what Lil Wayne and Tupac do when they get in the studio. They don't give a shit. They just go in there and just start freestyling and put it on the wax and or, you know what I'm saying? That's what they do. So, moral of the story, that's how the podcast is going. I'm freestyling it, man. So, book your appointment at PrimoCuts81.com as well. You know, you want to get that fresh cut, that fresh lineup, that fresh temp fade, beard lineup, ball fade, mid fade, dark Caesar, low Caesar. You want to get a high top. You want to get the razor line up. Pull up so we can take care of you. You know, we're going to take care of your services and we're going to make sure we do what we can to make you feel right, make you feel blessed. So when you walk about the shop, you're going to be feeling blessed. One time for ATL, one time for my hometown, South Georgia, Tooting, Georgia, you know, down South Valdosta, Albany, Lenox, Sparks, Adel, Colquitt, Moultrie, Thomasville, Tallahassee, Florida, all those down South places. Much love to y'all. I hope all y'all succeed down that way. Get all the hate out your blood. Install positivity. Start worrying about the next person's business, on what they're doing and how they're moving, on how they're getting money. Worry about you and how you move and how you direct your steps. Worry about your mission. Everybody for self these days. You gotta be for self. If you're not for self, you know what I'm saying? I just chosen this system we living in. I don't know if you heard this song called Her, Don't. So I'm for self right now. For self, everything is for self, because it taught me something. It taught me when you reach out, when you do for people a lot, helping hands, man, I just don't have that type of patience no more. Because when you do that, you got to worry about feelings. You got to worry about emotions. So I'm just for myself. And that's it. Because feelings and emotions can break you or tear you down. So I be about my money. I be about my clients. I be about business. So I ain't got to have feelings and emotions attached to on how people feel. You know what I mean? So I'm happy like that. I'm happy too that not being in a relationship with a woman. I'm happy about that, because that can wear you down, that can tear you down, that can either make you or break you. So I'm happy how God has things playing out for me right now. That would come back around, but as of now, I'm happy where God got me at. So right now, I'm anxious, I'm tested at the same time, just ready to start a new chapter. You know what I'm saying? I'm really ready to build my own family. That's the course goal. I'm so ready for God to give me that. So I've been praying, I've been hoping for that. You know what I'm saying? Even though I lost my family, you know what I'm saying? wife and dog and stuff. I lost that family. So just trying to regain it back is hard work. I'm in a situation right now. Roommate with my little brother. So hopefully one day, you know, I can get what I need to get back again, but better, you know what I'm saying? It's patience, y'all. It's patience. So, like Tupac said, you can watch me when I'm up, down, and everything else. But at the same time, I'm still prioritizing my money, monetizing my money. Still writing receipts on how I spend my money. Because I'm not playing my business. Like I said on my IG, I die for this shit. I don't let nobody get in the way of my money. Family, friends, and anyone, I die for this shit. This is shit that I put together. This is shit that I built. So I don't let no one come in the middle of that. And I work too hard, you know what I'm saying? I don't put the hours in. I don't put the time. I don't put the effort. I don't slept in cars. I don't did all this stuff. And I refuse to get a slap in the face or going back in that lane again. And I refuse to do that. You know, everything is a up and it's a go. Like I say, monetizing, prioritizing, mobilizing, socializing, building, gaining wealth, health, prosperity, making sure that I'm putting Jehovah God first. Sometimes I might hit a lick and don't pray that day, but just know that I'm having juggling a lot of things in my brain to be where I'm at. So hopefully Jehovah God, you see, I'm trying to make a difference in this society, in this mission that I'm on. And hopefully you got your sons, you got my younger brother and my other younger brother and my sisters, getting them where they need to be. Help them start their mission, their journey. Help them start their families. You know what I mean? So because I done been a big brother to every last of my siblings, I done did my part. As a sibling, and I'm greatly that I did my part. Now I just really raise my family, my two sons, two daughters. You know, ready show them something, ready for them to build something. You know what I mean? I'm blessed to be 41 years old, y'all. You know. This professional man is 41 years old. In the system we live in there, man, it's hard for a black man to make it at that age. These cats ain't making it past 25. They're getting knocked, dropped in the box by listening to the stupidity, ignorant music. Listening to that King Von, listening to that Dirt. Man, them cats is not offering a platform for y'all to talk about business. They offering y'all a platform to knock this block, shoot this block down, terrorize this block down. And cats, they love that, but I don't condone that, you know what I'm saying? So, but it's the trenches, that's what they talk about, you know? Man, I'm gonna take all that back, man. I don't need to even put this in my podcast, because that's not what we aiming at. You know, we aiming at great energy. We aiming at a great energy, resource energy, striving, perfecting skill sets. You know what I mean? Man, that's all I got to say on this podcast. Like I said, I'm freestyling, man. Y'all gonna be ready for the real gigantic shows. Y'all gonna see who behind the shows. Y'all gonna see how this guy really talk. How he really just come from where he come from, you know what I'm saying? We gonna have sponsorships. We gonna have teams from around the world talking. That's it, y'all. Book your appointment at PrimoCuts81.com. Learn how to prioritize your money, monetize your money. Write these receipts now for for the IRS, for all the taxes, for all my people that own businesses, make sure you write your receipts, get your receipts, everything from clothes to shoes to drinks, tax write-offs, all that good stuff, write it down. You know what I'm saying? Y'all might got me this year, IRS, but next year, it's on, man. It's really popping. It's popping. You know what I'm saying? ADP payroll. I'm gonna make sure y'all, you know, stuff gonna be handled right. Business is gonna be handled very well. So y'all, peace, man. We ending this show. You know, book your appointment at PrimoCuts81.com. Go on the website. We got all special stuff that's on the website. And we got to end this show, man. Y'all stay up. Be blessed. Be easy. Be smooth on this Friday. Make sure you have a great, successful morning. And we up out of here. Peace and love.